那这个题目包括刚才我们唱的歌曲，似乎好像给单单给中文堂讲似乎更合适一点。
Maybe this topic is more suitable for the Chinese congregation alone.
啊，但是事实上啊，在上个礼拜五，我感谢神，其实我跟巨阳传道我们没有协调这件事情。
Last week I actually haven't discussed with Brother Jurong Li about this topic.
啊，那我们的主荣传道在礼拜五青少年团契这个英文事工他们的这个聚会当中呢，就带了一个题目，就是被迫害的中国教会。
And then Brother Jurong Li was actually leading a workshop on the youth group for this Friday on the persecuted church in China.
我们是不谋而合。
And it turned out we are in the same accord.
啊，我们为中国祷告，为宣教的中国祷告，倒不是因为现在中国过国庆啊。
We pray for China not because of the October 1st ceremony in China.
当然，或许你说明天就是中秋节了，大家知道。
But tomorrow is a Mid-Autumn Festival in China.
啊，每逢佳节被思亲。
Every time we have a good festival, we remember our homeland.
我们作为海外的游子，想念我们在国内的骨肉亲人同胞。
And the Chinese in the diaspora are thinking about the high Chinese homeland.
那其实我们更是从圣经当中，从使徒保罗的教导当中，我们学到一个榜样。
But we actually have emulated from the Apostle Paul from the Bible.
在刚过去这个礼拜三的我们的祷告会当中，我有和弟兄姊妹曾经简短的用几分钟的时间有分享。
And last Wednesday we have a prayer meeting sharing. I have shared this experience with the brothers and sisters.
刚刚我们读的经文是罗马书的第九章。
And what we have just read is Romans 9:1-3.
那这个罗马书写作的对象，显然是在罗马的信徒，有犹太人，但是更多的是外邦人信主的。
The church in Rome is a lot of Jews, but there are actually more Gentiles there.
那我们也知道，圣经里面明明的告诉我们，保罗从神那里领受的这样一个使命吩咐。是向什么人去传福音啊？
And you know the apostle Paul has received a command from God. Who was he sent to preach the gospel to?
是向以色列人还是向外邦人，弟兄姊妹们？
Is it to the Jews or the Gentiles?
他是一个向外邦人的使徒。
He is a apostle to the Gentile.
但是在刚刚我们读到经文当中，保罗却讲到了他自己心中对骨肉之亲，也就是说这些以色列人灵魂的一个深切的负担。
From the passage we just read, we are reminded of the Paul's burden for his own people, the Jews.
其实如果我们从圣经来看，保罗的背景非常的特别。
But if you look at the apostle's background from the Bible, he's a very special person.
神拣选保罗来做使徒，做向外邦人传福音的使徒，是非常非常有道理的。
And there's a good reason why God has chosen Apostle Paul to become a Gentile apostle.
那圣经告诉保罗他自己讲，他生在哪里呢？生在这个基利家的大树 Tarsus of Cilicia。
And the Bible says that Paul was born in Tarsus of Cilicia.
啊，那这个地方是在哪里呢？实际上是在今天土耳其小亚细亚半岛的东南部。
And this place is located right now in the southeast side of Turkey.
是在今这个犹太人所聚集的这个以色列地之外的一个罗马的一个城市。
It is a Jewish concentration city outside of Israel.
所以他生在罗马帝国，生下来还就是一个罗马的公民。
And he was born a Roman citizen.
当时这个罗马帝国版图很大，很多人是生下来不是公民，然后要花钱去买一个公民的身份。
And the Roman Empire was a big country at that time, and the people who were born in Roman Empire may not be a citizen. You have to buy the citizenship.
啊，就像今天啊，大家觉得这个美国的绿卡很值钱，是吧？美国的这个身份很值钱。
So the American green card is very worthwhile, and you have to buy it sometimes.
那当年就是这样，有的千夫长啊，管一千个兵的这样一个团级干部啊，他要花钱去买罗马公民的身份。
And there were people that there were officials that were responsible for 1,000 people. They have to buy their citizenship from Rome.
啊，花多少钱呢？啊，一个 H1 签证$100,000啊，开玩笑。
The H1B1 is $10,000 US.
啊，最近在说的新闻是不是
？This is recent news in the US.
好，保罗生来就是罗马公民啊。
But Paul was born a Roman citizen.
他非常的熟悉罗马的文化。
He was very familiar with the Roman civilization.
他的希腊文是特别的好。
And he is an expert in Greek.
啊。那么他领受这样的意象，像这些外邦人啊，像希腊化的人啊，这些罗马人去传福音，这不是天经地义的吗？
And then it's very natural for him to be an apostle to the Gentile because he speaks Greek so nicely.
但是圣经告诉我们，保罗在这些罗马的城市每到一处，他一定先去哪里呢？
But you know when Apostle Paul arrives at a certain city in the Roman Empire, where did he first go?
犹太人的会堂。
He goes to a Jewish synagogue.
走向他的骨肉之亲，就像这些犹太人去传福音。
And he wanted to go to his kinsmen.
就告诉他们，耶稣是基督，耶稣为世人的罪死里复活。
And he is telling his kinsmen that Christ is his savior, is our Messiah, and he's risen from the dead.
然后这些犹太人听的，虽然有少数信主，大部分不但不信主，而且就迫害他。
And then his kinsmen, although there are very few people among them that believe Christ, but most of them are persecuting Paul.
保罗传道这一生，虽然最后是被罗马人杀害，但实际上好多的逼迫，包括出卖，都是他自己的骨肉亲人同胞干的。
Also, the Apostle Paul was martyred by the Roman people, but ultimately his persecution came mainly from the Jews.
当我们读保罗生命，读使徒行传。其实有的时候我们就会想，我说这个保罗真想不开。
And then maybe sometimes we don't think that the apostle has his thinking straightened out.
你虽然生下来本身是有犹太人的这个血统，但你跟他们没什么太大关系嘛。
And then you were born with the Jewish blood, but you weren't actually really related to the Jewish people in Israel.
当然我们知道他生下来，他也受到这个法利赛人的严谨的教训。
But we know that he was brought up in the Pharisaic tradition, even in Turkey.
所以圣灵感动他写圣经，才是让他能够把这个旧约和新约这样的联系起来。
Therefore, God was able to speak through him by interpreting the Old Testament in the New Testament perspective.
但是毕竟对保罗来说，你既然领受这样一个向外邦人传道的吩咐，你就好好去。去向外邦人传道，直传天教会。
If the Lord has called him to be an apostle to the Gentile, you better be just a good apostle to the Gentile.
保罗说不是这样。
But Paul was not like that.
刚才我们所读到的这段经文，等一下我们一起要去看，是极其震撼人心的。
And what we have just read in Romans, and we will finally just an earth-shaking experience for us.
他说为了这些以色列我的亲人，我自己被咒诅与基督分离，我都愿意。
He said that I would be a curse separating from Christ by urging my kinsmen to become Christians.
那弟兄姊妹们，今天我们身在北美。
Today you and I were living in North America.
我们感谢神给我们许许多多的祝福。
We thank God for giving us a lot of blessings in America.
我们很富足。
We are rich.
我们也有相当的自由。
We have a certain amount of liberty.
可以来自由的敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
We can worship God freely.
但是请大家，我们也千万不要忘记我们的骨肉之亲。
But let's not forget our kinsmen in China.
让我也常常为中国来祷告。
Let us pray for our kinsmen in China.
愿更多的中国人能够早日的接受救恩。
And may all the Chinese people receive Christ very early.
也愿中国能够成为一个宣教的国度，拆开更多的宣教士。
May China become a missionary China to send missionary all over the world.
那在传福音的当中呢，常常会有人问这么一个问题，说这个圣经里面有没有提到过中国？
And many people who are new to the church will always ask, did China mention in the Bible?
那这是一个很有趣的问题。
This is a very interesting question.
这个问题呢，也是仁者见仁，智者见智。
And it's actually a very controversial topic.
首先我要告诉大家一点。
And let me tell you one thing.
如果回到天家里面。
One day we arrive in heaven.
我见到主耶稣。
When I see Jesus Christ.
我说在圣经里面到底有没有任何一处经文直接提到过中国。
We ask Jesus Christ, do you ever write something about China in the Bible?
如果耶稣告诉我说没有。
Jesus Christ said no.
我绝不会惊讶。
I would not be surprised.
I'm totally fine with that. 这个是讲英文了。
对。
我也完全 OK， 这还是英文。
对。
就是我都可以的，没问题。为什么呢？因为马上我们就看到，实际上圣经当中提到万民， 提到所有的国度。
Because the Bible always talk about all nations, all the people in the world.
但是呢，在这里我也和大家分享几处，因为有人常常问到这个地方。
But here I'll just refer a few passages in the Bible for you for curiosity's sake.
那么在教会传统上，常常认为可能是指到中国的经文。
What does the Bible usually refer to China in the Bible according to tradition?
不过呢，我要告诉大家，在这个地方学者呢是有不同的看见，所以是仅供参考，这也不是一个最基要的这样一个福音真理的问题。
But this is for reference only because it's not really a golden rule.
就像我刚才说的，即使圣经从来没有特指过中国，但是我们知道仍然与中国人密切相关。
Even though the Bible never mentions China specifically, but it's also related to Chinese.
怎么知道呢？第一点，我们来看看中国叫做蒙爱的中国 ，a beloved China.
The first thing is the beloved China.
因为圣经明讲神爱世人。
Because God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
这个地方的这个世人，原文世界 cosmos,
the cosmos, the world,
全所有的神的受造之物，特指神所造的每一个人。
This is referring to all the creatures on the world and specifically the people of the world.
包不包括我们中国人，包不包括我们亚洲人啊，我们黄种人。
It's inclusive of Asian, the Mongoloid and the Chinese.
弟兄姊妹，你们来，大家来回答，包不包括？
Is it also inclusive of us?
感谢赞美我们的主，我们的神啊。
Yes.
我们曾经讲到提到过，今天咱们不重复，在使徒行传当中马其顿的呼声啊，那个故事，那个背景，圣灵怎么样？不许他们在亚细亚讲道，是不是？
对 ，and then you can see that the Macedonian calling and the Holy Spirit has stopped the apostles from preaching in Asia.
当时保罗他们就是在这个亚细亚。
And at that time, Paul and his company were in Asia.
我们读到那个地方，千万千万不要误解说，说哦，圣灵不让他们在亚细亚 Asia 讲道，所以神相对来说不太爱亚洲人。
I don't interpret the Bible said that God did not love the Asian because of what he told Paul.
因为马其顿的呼声嘛，所以他们就跨过土耳其海峡，更准确跨过爱琴海，就跑到了欧洲希腊半岛，向欧洲人去传道去了。
The Macedonian call make the apostle cross the Aegean Sea to go to Europe.
这种理解说神相对来说不太爱亚洲人，这对不对？
Is it true that God did not love the Asian?
对不对啊，弟兄姊妹？我们讲过的，这要考一考大家。
Is it,
对不对？大家说。
Is it true? No.
不对。
No.
完全的不对。
Totally wrong.
不单是跟神爱世人直接的矛盾。
And not only is contrasting with this verse that God loved the whole world.
而且我们有讲过，在解经上千千万万不要把几百年以后的一个词的意思得套到圣经里面去，往回这样去解。
And then don't just misquote the Bible out of context.
今天的 Asia 指的是亚洲，是不是？整个亚洲我们都是 Asian。
Talking about Asian, like you and I from Asia。
圣经那个时代的 Asia 就这么大一点，就是土耳其半岛这个罗马的一个行省，土耳其半岛那个尖儿那地方。
The Bible refers to Asia only to the very small place of Turkey。
所以完全是两个意思。
It's totally two different meanings。
里面的人种文化是不是全都不一样？
And all the people's ethnicity are different.
看着好像都是 Asia 啊，今天的 Asia 是当年的 Asia.
And today's Asia and then the Asia of the Bible is different.
我说这是狗和热狗的区别。
And this is dog and hot dog's difference.
不能硬套的。
And you cannot mix it together.
那再一个，你去看启示录的七教会，都是哪里的教会
？And then you look at the seven churches in Revelation. Where were they?
哪里的教会啊？大家圣经很熟的。我们新约主日学的老师。亚细亚的教会，不要说亚洲的教会。
They are all located in Asia.
亚细亚的教会就是在那个小亚，连那个行省的，后来他们有没有传道又回到那里去传啊？
And then,
当然有。
Yes, the Asian churches actually Paul returned to them.
对，所以我们感谢赞美我们的主，我们的神。我们神是个极其广大的心，神爱世人。
So our love is the God of love, we love the whole world.
好啊。那么下面一个，我们继续来看蒙爱的中国。这是第一个地方啊，学者认为这里可能是指到啊，可能是指到中国的地方。
And the first place that refers to China possibly is in Genesis.
在创世纪十章的第十七节。
10:17.
他注意这里说迦南生长子，西顿又生赫，然后呢耶布斯人、亚摩利人等等等等，然后到第十七节，西魏人、亚西人，然后一个叫西尼人。
Canaan begot and a whole lot of people. Among them is Havites, Archites, and the Sinites.
那这个 Sinite 呢？有人认为可能就是指的是中国人的这个先祖。
And many people thought that this Sinite referred to China.
那这个地方其中有一个根据呢，很有意思，就什么？就这个 Sinite 和这个中国在这个外文当中发音啊很近。我们知道 Sino 是吧？这 Sino 指的是中国。
And then you Sinite related to Sino, the prefix of China.
所以呢，有人认为说这可能啊，可能我强调是指的中国。
So some scholars thought this is referring to China.
但是我们也要注意。就像我们刚才说解经要很严谨，你不能单纯的说这个发音接近就一定是指的是一回事。
Again, proper biblical hermeneutics don't relate only just to the sound of the word.
那如果要是发音接近，那就一定一回事。那这样好了，西奈半岛是中国的。
And then if you say Sinai, Sinai, Mount Sinai or Sinai Peninsula belong to China.
对不对？因为它这个发音就是 Sinai 嘛，就是跟这个 Sino 很接近。
Sound like Sino.
但是我们却知道一点，从圣经的记载，从创世纪开始就叫告诉我们，全世界的人，我们都有一个共同的祖先。
But from the Genesis record, we know that all people come from the same source.
我们都是亚当夏娃的后代。
We were all descended from Adam and Eve.
还有一点。
One more thing.
今天实际上所有人都是从挪亚方舟出来的，对不对？
And today, and all people descended from the offspring of Noah.
因为当时就那一家八口嘛。
Because they only have eight people in the Noah's ark.
那我们所有的人，今天普天下所有的人，也都是神的孩子。
And all of us are children of God.
都是神所爱的。
That we are beloved by God.
圣经也明讲神不偏待人。
And the Bible says that God is not bias against certain group of people.
纵然你是离家的浪子，
and we are all prodigal sons.
不认天父，
we have not recognized our heavenly father.
我们知道从巴别塔以后，
from the tower of Babel.
因为人犯罪，
because of the sin of people.
骄傲，
and we are proudful.
我们被变乱了口音，
we have changed our languages.
那么就开始分散到了世界各地，
and then we are spread all over the world.
但是神对世人的爱是从来不改变的。
But God so loved the world, He never changes.
好，那下面这里有一处的经文。
Here, that below, there is another passage.
那我自己个人认为，如果要说从圣经里面就找一处经文最有可能是提到中国的，大概就是这一处的经文。
If you believe anything that relates to China, this may be the most likely passage.
因为呢，这里在以赛亚书第四十九
章。This is Isaiah 49:6.
我们现在看这段经文，说现在他说，你做我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列中得保全的归回，尚为小事。
He said, "Is it too small that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to reserve the preserved ones of Israel?"
来注意，这是旧约
This is Old Testament.
他说尚为小事。
And he said, "Is it too small a thing to raise up Israel?"
我还要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩，直到地极。
And I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth.
然后到了第十二节，就说看那这些从远方来，这些从北方来，从西方来，这些从秦国来。
And surely those shall come from the far, Lord, there are from the north and the west, and those are from the land of Sinem.
这一段的经文的上下文极其的重要。
And you can see the context of this passage.
这里讲到主的仆人，讲到这个未来的弥赛亚。
This is talking about the Messiah that's yet to come.
他不单是要复兴以色列。
He's not only able to revive this Israel.
但这是小事，这不是重点。
This is a small thing. It's not the emphasis of this passage.
重点是要把福音直传到地极啊。
But the important thing is to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
所以我们弟兄姊妹千万不要认为在旧约当中神就没有一个爱万民的心。
But so that the dear brother and sister do not think that God does not have a love for the whole people, the whole world.
我的殿要称为万民祷告的殿，这是从旧约从以赛亚书来的。
And then the book of Isaiah also talk about the temple in Jerusalem become a temple for prayer for the whole world.
主耶稣引用旧约的话去洁净当时的圣殿。
And the Bible, Jesus Christ was quoting Isaiah to talk about the cleansing of the temple.
因为犹太人污秽了圣殿，但他们不敢污秽里面，他们污秽的就是外院，外邦人院。
Because the Jewish people actually polluted the outer court of the Jerusalem temple.
但神的心意却是要万民到他的面前来祷告。
But God's will is for the whole world come to the temple to pray with pray for him.
好了，直到第几，然后就讲说要从远方有些人要来来敬拜神。
And here he said the people will come from far, from north and west, and from the land of Sinai.
那下面呢很有意思了啊，这个圣经圣灵的默示呢是特别的有意思。他怎么样呢？他写了从北方有人来。
And then the Bible is very specific. The Holy Spirit inspiration said the people coming from north.
有人从西方很远的西方来。
And from afar, from the west.
然后没有提到哪两个地方。
Didn't talk about the east.
没有提到东，没有提到南。
Did not talk about the south.
好了，那解经家呢，就是那还有这个秦国呢，要么是从东，要么是从南来的，对吧？这个是肯定是排除法也知道。
So the land of the Sinim must have been in the east or the south.
我告诉大家，教会的传统一直认为这个秦国这个 Sinim 啊，大家注意啊，这个跟刚才我们看到的那个悉尼那个 Sinai 是非常接近的。
And the tradition of the church always thought about this being China because Sinim is very similar to Sino.
那么传统当中一直认为这个秦国呢，不是指南方，是指是东方，而且遥远的东方，就所谓叫远东啊。
And then the tradition was always referring to the far east.
啊，那这个远东认为呢，就是很可能指的是中国。
And it's most likely China.
啊，我不是说我就一定说坚定认为就这个就是啊，供大家参考。
And there's something for your reference.
再说一遍，如果见到耶稣说耶稣说这个地方不是，我 I'm totally fine.
If Jesus Christ told us one day that it's not China, it's okay with me too.
那么呢，近现代啊，这个又有一种比较流行的观点呢，认为说这个 Sinim 啊，这个秦国啊，我们的和本把它翻译成秦国也很有意思啊，说啊不是指的远东，指的是什么远南。
Then some people thought that this is not referring to far east but far south.
那这个以色列地往南是哪里？
What is the southern part of Israel?
南边，以色列往南是什么？正往南，埃及，对不对？西奈半岛再往南啊，西奈半岛还离得近。
And then the south part of Israel is Egypt.
就是西奈半岛再往南就是埃及嘛，啊，所以
Egypt.
埃及还不够往南。
It's not south enough.
对吧？因为以色列人也曾经有下过埃及啊，既然是遥远的地方的地级，所以呢就认为是埃及的南边。
And it's actually south of Egypt.
啊，说这个 Sinim 在，对，埃及南边是撒哈拉沙漠啊。
The south of Egypt is Sahara Desert.
沙漠再往南。
And then south of the Sahara Desert.
哎，这是另外一种的近代流行的一种的理解。
This is another popular interpretation of this passage.
啊，但是这样一种理解背后的一些到底是什么原因，我也不去细分析。
I will not try to pursue that any further.
哎，那个反正呢，我们知道这个秦国不是远东就是远南。
So it's Sinim is either far east or far south.
50-50啊，大家可以。
It's 50-50 interpretation.
这都没有关系。
It's not okay with me.
而且就是远东，我们不能100%的说就是中国。
Even it's far east, it's not necessarily China.
当然，我们知道在今天的整个远东都是受同样这样一种的文化的影响。
But now today, far east is mainly influenced by the Chinese culture.
好啊，那把这个给大家介绍以后呢？下面我给大家看一首的歌曲。
And we want to refer you to this particular beautiful hymn.
昨天晚上，校园团契啊，在我们家聚会，我们过中秋节，也带大家唱这首歌。
Last night the campus fellowship met in my house. We are singing this song.
叫做《给我一颗中国心》。
Give me a heart for China.
我信主不久，在一次聚会当中，那传道人就带我们唱。这首诗歌。
When I first became a Christian, there was a minister that led us in this particular song.
当时我在唱的时候，我自己也哭了。
And I was crying when I sang this song.
说给我一颗中国心，一颗中国心。每当我在寄居地歌唱，想到你，就哭了。
Give me a heart for China, a heart for China. Whenever I sing in my sojourn, I cry when I think of you, China.
中国啊，中国啊，我心所爱。愿你不再哭泣。
China, China, my beloved, may we cry no more. China, China.
中国啊，中国啊，若我忘记你，情愿右手忘记技巧。
China, China, if I forget you, I would rather my right hand forget its skill.
中国啊中国啊若不纪念你情愿舌头贴于上膛
China China if I don't remember you I would rather my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth
我们圣经熟悉的弟兄姊妹知道这段经文是来自旧约圣经
And those of us who know the Bible know that this is actually a direct quotation from the Bible
在诗篇137篇的1到6节
Psalm 137:1-6
这里的背景是当时这个诗歌的作者他们是被掳之民啊，他们自己的国家已经没有了他们就被掳到巴比伦
The context of this passage is the Israelites were exiled in Babylon
他们就一代一代的在那里生养繁衍
And they were exiled in foreign land for several generations
但是诗人说我一想到西安他的故国他就哭了
And we sat down when we think about the homeland and they cried
然后在第三节他说那些掳掠我们的要让我们唱歌啊，要让我们唱西安的歌就是唱你们自己的民间的曲调给我们听一听
and the people who carry us away captive ask us of a song to sing our song of the homeland
作者说我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢
so they said how can we sing the song of Jehovah when we are in a foreign land
他说我们一唱的不是这个民间小调我们一唱的是对我们的主我们的神的敬拜的歌曲
Because we have to sing our song, our worship to our Jehovah.
但是这些外邦人他们是拜偶像假神的。
But all these foreigners are worshipper of idols.
然后他就说：“耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。”
And Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget its skill.
我若不纪念你，若不看耶路撒冷过于我所喜爱的。情愿我的舌头贴于上膛。
If I don't remember you, Jerusalem, if I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth.
我们知道感谢神，后来被掳之民又回归。
We thank God the exile were able to return home.
回归故国，但并不是每一个人。
But it's not everyone that returned home.
实际上回归的乃是少数。
And in fact, it's a small minority that returned home.
就是我们在讲圣经的时候常常讲到一个叫渔民的概念
and the Bible talks about the remnant that returned to Jerusalem
真正回归故土的重建圣殿的
the people who actually rebuilt the temple when they returned to Jerusalem
那只是很少数的一部分人
it was a small minority of the exiles
其他大部分的人他们就留在了被掳之地也就淹没在了历史当中
And then many of those exiles were buried in the foreign land and will be forgotten.
但是那些不忘故国的人，他们回去重新拾起那对神的敬拜。
And those remnant that returned to Jerusalem has revived the Jewish faith.
继续来传扬主的救恩。
And they will propagate the Old Testament.
使徒保罗，他虽然做外邦人的使徒。
The apostle, although is an apostle to the Gentiles.
但是他心里不忘他的弟兄他的骨肉
But he never forgotten his own fellow countrymen.
他深深的爱他自己的故国故土和人民
He had a deep compassion for his own country and his own kinsmen.
他说我在基督里说真话并不谎言
He said that I shall tell you the truth in Christ. I'm not lying.
因为我良心被圣灵感动给我做见证
My conscience also bring me witness in the Holy Spirit
我是大有忧愁心里时常伤痛
For I have sorrow and continue grief in my heart
下面就是非常打动我内心的一句话他说为我弟兄我骨肉之亲就是自己被咒诅与基督分离
Verse 3 is a shocking experience for me to say that I could wish I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren my countrymen according to the flesh
弟兄姊妹今天你能够讲出这句话来吗
Can you say this word today yourself?
我已经得救了我已经是基督徒了
I am saved, I am a Christian
现在为了我所爱的我的骨肉之亲那些亲人同胞同文同种的同胞我自己被咒诅我下地狱只要他们能得救就行
For I wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren to go to hell for the sake of my countrymen becoming Christians
在祷告会里我和弟兄姊妹分享我说这还不是说为了福音为了灵魂殉道啊
This is actually not being a martyr for the fight for your conviction only.
一个殉道者，他在地上刚咽气，实际上他都到哪里去了？他到天堂去了。
The martyr will kill on earth, but he is going to heaven.
他又回到荣耀里面去了。
He is returning to glory.
与主同在，好的无比。
And he is so nice to be with Christ forever.
为主殉道乃是得胜。
And it actually, the martyrdom is a victory.
保罗这里讲的还不是说是殉道，弟兄姊妹。
But here, the Paul was not talking about martyrdom only.
他说我自己是受咒诅，我要与基督分离，下地狱啊。
He said, "I would wish I myself were cursed from Christ. It's going to hell."
我们有谁可以说出来？
我也愿意。Can you say
that? 我看这世界上只有一个人曾经有这样说过，保罗也是效法他。
Only one person has said that, and Paul was emulating him.
弟兄姊妹，那个人是谁啊？
Who is that?
那个人就是基督耶稣自己。
That's Jesus Christ.
因为基督耶稣为我们这些神所爱的世人。
Because Jesus Christ had become a curse for us.
他爱我们，他与我们完全的认同。
He was identifying totally with us.
他来到世间承受一切罪恶的咒诅。
He has received all the curse from sin.
为我们的罪死到十字架上。
And to be a curse for the sin of us on the cross.
他喊出来，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He said that, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他承担了我们罪的刑罚，他下到了阴间。
And he is the curse for us, and he has descended into hell.
他也愿意。
He is willing.
保罗在这里是在效法基督啊。
And Apostle Paul was emulating Jesus Christ.
我们对灵魂有这样深切的爱吗？
Do we have such a desire and compassion for our countrymen?
对我们的骨肉亲人有这样的爱吗？
Do we ever have such a compassion for our kinsmen?
第一是蒙爱的中国，下面和大家一起来看。
And how do you love China?
叫迷失的中国。
The lost China.
罗马书三章二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
在伊甸园始祖犯罪，
and Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden.
世人都陷在罪里面，
and all people has become sinners.
在巴别塔人类骄傲，
and the Tower of Babel people are prideful.
再次得罪神，
and once again sin against God.
变烂口音分散世界各地，
and then God changed the languages and they spread all over the world.
远离真神，离弃真神。
And they have departed from God and the true God.
自己造出许多的偶像，许多的假神。
And they have made themselves a lot of false gods and idols.
甚至把人当作神来拜。
And they have worshipped themselves.
把一些人间的主义和理想当成是真理来拜。
And they have worshipped their own philosophies instead of the truth.
我们说我们的祖国，中国真的是一个多灾多难的民族。
We know that our country, our kinsmen, is in a very dreadful situation.
已经太久太久，我们远离了真神。
Because we have departed from the true God for so many generations.
我们在罪恶当中打滚。
We were rolling in sin.
我们的骨肉亲人若没有基督，他们没有指望。
And our countrymen do not have any hope if we don't have Jesus Christ.
就是赚再多的钱又怎样？
And how much money you make doesn't matter anymore.
转眼就过去啊。
Because it's all going away.
十几年以前回国的时候。
15 or so years ago when I went back to China.
我们突然发现像国内的亲人啊、同胞同学好朋友传福音有一条不太灵了。
And we know that there were one way that we try to preach the gospel to the Chinese is no longer effective.
怎么呢？跟他说这个西方文明建立在基督教信仰的基础之上，大大的蒙神的祝福。In God we trust.
In God we trust is the Western civilization, and that is why they are so prosperous.
帮他们做一些的思想，做一些发散的思维啊。
And then we try to make them think that the Western civilization, because of Christianity, becomes prosperous.
嗯，哎，他们回答说，有什么了不起的
？Well, what is that great to us?
我卖一个房子比你这个钱多得多。
And then I sell a house in Beijing is worth a lot more from New York.
嗯、我去过西方、啊、西方都是 大农村。
Then I know that America is, you know, is so-so.
那时候中国真的是不得了，翻译的特别好。
China is great.
中国是又有钱、啊、又骄傲。
And then the Chinese is rich and then pride.
到处是高楼大厦。
And there are many high rises in China.
哎呀，各处都是巴别塔。
And then everywhere in China is Babel.
转眼呢、啊，我们看看。
And then we turn around and we see the real thing.
大楼就空了。
And then the high rises were empty.
所谓叫什么？看着它起高楼，看着它楼塌了。
And then we can see the high rises, but no people there.
都是人自己的骄傲。
This is because the people are proud, too proud.
人里面的肉体的东西。
They all just to be prideful of their flesh.
扔自己的私欲。
And they just be prideful of their fleshly desire.
弟兄姊妹不要理解错。
Don't take me wrong, brothers and sisters.
我看到中国人现在我们生活水平越来越高，越来越富足，这是好的，非常好。
We know that we don't want to say that Chinese living standards rising is not good.
我还记得我小时候那个生活很艰苦。
I know when I was growing up, it was very difficult.
但是另一方面，单单只是富足了，有钱了，那并不是我们终极的盼望之所在，也不是我们能够永久依靠的。
But economic prosperity is not the ultimate goal.
中国不是，美国也不是。
And the same for Chinese and not for American either.
我们看到今天的西方文明也是在走下坡路。
And we know the Western civilization is also descending into hell.
越来离神越远。
And they are departing farther and farther away from God.
以赛亚书一章二十八节，但悖逆的和犯罪的必一同败亡，离弃耶和华的必至消灭。
Isaiah 1:28, the destruction of transgressors and of sinners shall be together, and those who forsake the law shall be consumed.
我们自己的民族是一个多灾多难的民族和国家。
Our kinsman is a country with a dreadful fate.
其实放眼望去，普世的人类。哪里不是多灾多难呢？
In fact, the whole world is in a dreadful fate.
我们大家都迷失了。
We are all lost.
甚至到最后，我们看到这个世界是一个多么可怕的一个景象。
But you know, at the end, the destruction of the earth is terrible.
我们前不久刚刚读了启示录。
And we were just studying the Revelation.
在启示录第九当中呢，是有另外一个地方，有人认为说可能这里也许指的是中国。
And there is another passage in Revelation 9 that may refer to China.
那里讲到说，吩咐吹号的第六位天使说，把那捆绑在伯拉大河的四个使者要释放了。
Saying to the sixth angel, who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river of Euphrates.
那么到某年某月某日某时要杀人的三分之一。
And then these four angels will kill. At a certain hour and certain day, one third of the world's people.
马军有两万万，他们的数目我听见了。
And the army of the horsemen is 200 million.
然后后面十七节、十八节就讲到这样的一支军队在这样一场末日的大战当中，那样一幅可怕的景象。
And the 17 and 18 talk about how great this 200 million people army was.
我们知道这个伯拉大河在当时对以色列地来说，那是指的是东方。
And then Euphrates at that time was referring to the east.
啊，幼发拉底河，那是东方，从伯拉大河那边都是从指从东方来的。
It's also the east of Israel.
所以大家说这一支从东方来的这样一个马军，而且是两亿人呢、啊。
And then this horse army, which is rising from the east, and 200 million people.
这个两亿人的这支的马军怎么去解经？
How can you interpret this 200 million people of military army?
第一点，是不是真的是两亿？
Is it really 200 million?
第二点，是不是真的就是所谓的骑马的骑兵？
Is it really the horsemen, horse military?
但是第三点，到底从哪儿来的？
And then the first, where did it come from?
真的是中国吗？我不敢确定。
I cannot be sure.
我不敢确定。
I cannot be sure.
但是我也分享给大家，我们可以提供一些数字给大家参考。
Well, we can say that there's something for you to for reference.
大家知道，主后一世纪，也就是启示录写作的那个年代，全世界的人口是多少？
And you know, when the time the Revelation was written, how many people all over the world were there at that time?
不同的估计大约是 1.7 亿到2亿人之间。
And that is around 1.7, 1700 million.
也就是说，在写这个启示录的时候，你说有一支的军队来2亿人，那就是当时全世界的人口啊，这个是。无法思议的事情。
And if you said one point seven million, so if it's 2 million, it's all over the world.
好，那第二点，第二次世界大战，这是人类历史上真正意义上的全球性的大战争。
And then you know that the Second World War is a world war that covers the whole earth.
全球参战人数是多少呢
？And how many people were involved in the Second World War?
大约9000万到1.1亿。
And then it's only 90 to 1.1 million.
就是参战的士兵的人数。
99 to 100 million.
那么
，But the people who are actually fighting in the military.
如果是被整个被战争影响的，包括平民，那就 就上十亿呢，就非常非常多。
Okay, but the what I just quoted was the military people, but the people who were affected by the war is about 11 million.
所以对这个两万万，对这个两万万呢，有两种的不同的解经。
200 million is a very difficult number to contemplate.
一种呢，认为这个两万万是一个灵异的一个数字，不一定是真正的两亿。
And some people thought that it was a spiritual meaning, not real.
这个是太大的一个数字了。
This is too big of a number.
而且呢，我们讲这个释经学，我们知道启示录是一个启示文学，它里面一些的数字、一些的意象，不一定就指的啊，真正是那个真正的数字，或者就是那个动物，是那个图画。
And then you know, Revelation is a figurative literature, so most likely the numbers there are not literal.
如果只是说是许多人的这样一支军队，可以的。
If you say that this is a multiple people with the army, if it's a big army.
啊，而且尤其是在古代的时候看这段圣经，实际上是只能够去从灵异的角度去看。
And in the past historical interpretation of the Bible, this is the only way to interpret it.
但是当然在今天，如果我们是从字面意义上解经，那就是另外一种的理解了。
But today, if you're going to interpret this particular place literally, that's a different story.
因为现在世界的人口已经70亿了，对不对？
Because today we have 7.7 billion people.
而且有这么大的一支的军队，如果真的是这个数字是按字面意义解，那么很可能大概只能够是从东方来啊。东方也不一定是中国，也可能是印度啊。
Then the, you know the, that big number of people only come from China or India today.
好，那么其实如果要看这段经文，到底这个是中国不中国，这个倒不重要。其实我们看到这样一幅末世的景象，是要引起我们的警觉的。
And this reminds us of the latter day and the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ, the last day.
要让我们有一种传福音的紧迫感。
And we need to be urgent in preaching the gospel.
大家现在去看这个十七节十八节。
And verses 17 and 18 again.
我说呀，几百年以前的人啊，他们信这个读启示录，他们需要比我们更大的信心。
And then a couple hundred years ago, when people read this, they even had a bigger faith than us.
你看这哪是骑马的这个普通的骑兵啊
？This is not an ordinary cavalry.
这马这个胸前有甲，而且这个甲能出火啊。
And then you can see the breastplate of fiery red.
然后这个马的头像狮子头，又火又烟又硫磺的就出来了。
还有这个 blue and then sulfur yellow and the heads of the horses are like the heads of lions.
这支军队他们的这个武器不单是速度极快，非常的勇猛，而且用的这个武器一定不是常规武器。
And then they are not only using only those spears and shield, they must be using explosive.
然后你看说这三样灾就杀了人的三分之一，原文是什么呢？是 one third of mankind， 是人类的三分之一。
And these three plagues has killed a third of mankind。
这是一场很可怕的战争。
This is a terrible war。
而且他用的一个词是 plague， 是一种灾。
It is a plague。
有人说可能是生物武器，我也不知道。
I made this biological weapon。
但是我说在今天我们所看到当今世这个景象，越来。我们发现真是越离圣经所讲的越来越近了。
But you know today's warfare, you can see that it's more like the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有这样一种传福音的紧迫感
？Do we have the urgency to preach the gospel now?
我实在不愿意看到我的骨肉亲人同胞，如果那支军队真是从东方来的，不愿意让他们进入到那样一种军队当中，最后进入这样一个光景。
If this really refers to China, well, I don't want that to happen. That China sent such a big army to fight God.
下面我们看第三点，叫做复醒的中国。
The third point is to revive China.
在提摩太前书第二章一到六节，有三次使徒保罗在圣灵的感动之下，用了一个词叫做万人。
First Timothy 2:1-6 talk about the all the supplication for all people.
是全地的人，所有的人，每一个人。
And all people in the world.
第一，要为万人来祷告。
And first, he desired all men to be saved.
第三在第四节，第二在第四节是神愿意万人所有的人得救，明白真道。
And then verse 4 is desire all men to be saved to come to the knowledge of the truth.
第三在第六节是耶稣基督舍自己做了万人的赎价，所有人的赎价。
And then verses 3 and 6 talk about that he gave himself the ransom for all.
这是我们福音的使命和托付。
This is the commission of the Bible.
为每一个灵魂祷告。
To pray for each soul.
因为神愿每一个灵魂得救。
Because God wants every soul to be saved.
耶稣也已经舍了自己做每一个灵魂的
赎价。And Jesus Christ has sacrificed himself for a ransom for all.
哦，万人所有的人。
All the four people in the world.
我们愿中国能够听到福音。
We wish the Chinese people will hear the gospel.
愿我们的骨肉亲人同胞。
May our kinsmen.
能够一个一个的都来到主的面前悔改。
To come to the mediator in front of God and to repent.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不向我们的亲人同胞去传，要谁去传？
If we don't preach to our relative, who else?
使徒行传十三章四十七节，因为主曾这样吩咐我们说：“我已经立你做外邦人的光，叫你施行救恩，直到地极。”这里正好是引用刚才我们看到的以赛亚书四十九。
Acts 13:47 is actually referring to Isaiah, what we just read. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation for the ends of the earth.
马太福音二十八章十九节大使命，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Matthew 28:19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
启示录二十二章十七节说，需愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Revelation 22:17, whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
我们已经看到在中国有福音的复兴，有许多人归主。
We know that there is a revival in China right now, in China.
但是还是有太多的灵魂没有听过福音。
But unfortunately, there are so many lost souls that never heard the gospel.
每天有太多的灵魂走入地狱的永火，再也没有机会。
And there are so many people who are dying entering the gate of hell.
让我们能够去唤醒沉睡的中国，我们的骨肉亲人。
Let us awake our kinsmen to the gospel.
主耶稣的救恩已经预备好了。
The salvation of Jesus Christ is prepared for all of us.
那永生的恩典福分已经预备好了。
And then the eternal blessing is already prepared for everybody.
我们还等什么？
Who are we waiting for?
第四叫做圣洁的中国。
And then finally, the sanctified China.
我们的国家实在是有太多的罪恶和污秽。
Our China is very sinful.
有时候我们看到新闻，看到在中国发生的事情，让我们真的是觉得震惊。
We are reminded of such ugly, sinful activities in China.
就在昨天和同学们一起聚会的时候，听到有一个年轻人讲。说在中国发生的事情，是一所医院，那所医院以前是宣教士建立的医院。
And talk about a particular event in China was used to be a missionary hospital in China.
说那个医院的医生去贩卖器官。
贩了什么？
贩卖器官。
Oh, okay. And then there was a doctor and this missionary doctor, they were selling organs.
我听了非常的震惊，我当时问几个其他同学，我说你们知道这件事情吗？
The student asked me, "Do you know about this situation?"
我们真的是一个罪恶深重的民族。
We are sinful. We are sinful nature.
但神的旨意就是要我们成为圣洁，远避淫行，要我们个人晓得怎样用圣洁、尊贵守着自己的身体。
This is the will of God. Even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication.
只有来到耶稣基督里面。只有接受主的救恩，你才能够真正的被洗净，真正的被分别。
Only when you come to Jesus Christ are you sanctified. We are all sinful.
我们中国人，我们亚洲人，不是没有道德，不是没有伦理。
We people have an original self moral nature.
我们从小就被教育，爸爸妈妈就教育我们要做一个好人，做正直的人，做高尚的人。
We were taught in China that you should be a good people when you growing up.
在学校里一直是这么教导我们。
And we were taught in the public school in China.
但是我们看看今天的中国变成什么样子。
But we look at China today.
如果仇恨社会，就开辆车冲到学校去，撞死许多的人。
There was a crazy guy who drove his car into a public school and killed so many people.
是的，不错，在西方也有。
I know that this also happened in America and in Europe.
有时候真的想想，如果中国要是开放枪支的话，是多么的可怕。
If China has a Second Amendment than U.S., how much terror, more terrible than it is now?
彼得前书二章第九节说：“唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。”
First Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, and you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
弟兄姊妹，请注意，这个地方彼得前书二章第九节，圣洁的国度，这个国度不是指中国呀。
Here the holy nation is not only referring to China.
虽然我们盼望，也永远不可能，中国的每一个人都得救。大家说是吗？
We hope that one day every Chinese will become a Christian.
总是有硬着心的不接受的。
But there are people who will always reject God.
我跟你说，连以色列人当中都是一样。
And the same thing is true in the Israelites.
以色列人是神的选民。
Israelites were the chosen people of God.
有一天，以色列全家都要得救。圣经明讲。
One day the Bible says that all Israel will be saved.
那里绝不是讲每一个只要你是生下来是以色列人有血统的就自动得救，不是这个意思的。
It's not that mean that all the ethnic Israel will become Christians by themselves.
那里的以色列的全家都要得救，讲的是很清楚，只有信靠耶稣基督，圣经的。真理，福音的真理是太清楚。
It's very clear that even all the ethnic Israel have to become Christian through faith in Jesus Christ.
今天我们盼望能够看到一个圣洁的中国。
Today we want to see a sanctified China.
远离罪恶、黑暗、沉沦的中国。
China that had departed from sin and to be close to holiness.
是使我们能够看到，盼望更多的亲人同胞能够出黑暗入光明。
We hope to bring more people.From the nation of darkness into the marvelous light.
进入一个属神的圣洁的国度。
And to come into a holy nation of God.
大家知道属神者的国度不在地上，在天上。
The holy nation of God is not earthbound, but to heavenly.
圣经说我们有一个更美的家乡。
The Bible said we have a more beautiful homeland.
说我们所有人都是天上的国民。
We are all heavenly citizens.
有一天不管你的民族种族我们都是属于一个属神的国度圣洁的国度
One day regardless of your ethnicity we all be heavenly citizens
哎，刚才我们讲到说你在美国现在工签办绿卡多少十万美元啊不得了
And then you know that you have to pay $100,000 in America to get a green card in America
是不是、哎、然后后面还要再拿这个 green card 再拿这个叫 permanent resident
And then you need to get some other paper to pay more money
来说这个 permanent resident 这个拿这个绿卡哈这个永久居民
This permanent resident, the green card
That's a lie
It's a lie
你知道吗、啊、你说你是美国永久居民这是个谎言、啊、
This is a lie, permanent resident
没有一个人能够在这个地上做永久居民你不管是中国的还
是美国的 You cannot live here permanently
如果你现在五十岁
If you are 50 now
对不起大概你这个永久居民再做个五十岁吧
在
五十年前说一百活一百
years, so be a permanent resident here.
不行说少了现在人都要奔着一百二去了你就是再活七十年
Maybe people can live up to 120, you have 70 more years.
Nothing is permanent.
Nothing is permanent. No permanent residents.
我们真正的家乡在天上。
Our heavenly abode is our permanent home.
地上没有真正的永久。
There is no abode in an earth, it's permanent.
And what's even better?
更好的。
感谢主，你说，天国的绿卡不要钱。
Heavenly green card is free.
不会收你个十万八万都不要。
I don't need you to pay a cent.
只要你信靠耶稣基督。
Only through Jesus Christ, faith in Jesus Christ.
我们就永永远远是属神的子民。
And then we'll become a kingdom, heavenly citizen.
我们就有一个永恒的盼望。
We have an eternal hope.
因为我们已经被神分别出来，这叫分别为圣。
We have been sanctified and separated, become a holy nation.
进入那属神的家。
And we are enter into a kingdom and a home of God.
啊，我们最后来看我们的这个讲道的这个主题。
The last is the theme of our preaching today.
啊，叫做宣教的中国。
The missionary China.
啊，诗篇六十七篇啊，一开头，愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国。得知你的救恩，愿列邦快乐欢呼，因为你必按公义审判万民，引导世上的列邦。大家看到吗
？Yeah, God be merciful to us and bless us. Psalm 67, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. So let the nation be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the earth on the nations on earth.
我们的神有一个普世宣教的心。
God has a vision for all of us, which is evangelizing the whole world.
他不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人得救。
He want everyone to be saved, not one to perish.
启示录七章第九到第十节，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。”
Revelation 7, 9 to 10 of these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹们，不管再怎么样去钻去找钻牛角尖，这一节经文当中也没有一个词是直接指到中国。
And no, we can see that there's not specific place here that refer to China only.
但是我又清清楚楚的知道，这里在明明的也在指中国。
But definitely it is also referring to China.
有一天来到宝座前，一定也有许多我们的亲人同胞。
And definitely one day where there are Chinese people standing in front of the throne of grace in heaven.
那时候我们的种族民族已经不是最重要了。
There's no more ethnicity at that time.
我们大家都有一个美好展现的身份，就是我们都是神的子民。
We will all become heavenly citizens.
那天的到来要靠我们去努力。
And then this is a day that has to be brought about by our effort.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到啊。
The Bible says that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all the world, and then the end will come.
有人说两千年了，耶稣还没来。
2000 years Jesus Christ has come the first time, but hasn't come back the second time.
神是不是在单言呢？
Why is he delaying?
圣经明讲不是单言，乃是在宽容我们。
But the Bible says he's not delaying, but to give us more chance.
因为神不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
But God wish all to be saved, but not a single one first perish.
你在问耶稣，你在干什么都还不来呀、
啊、？You ask Jesus Christ, why are you not coming?
耶稣在这对我们说，你们在干什么？怎么还不传呢、
啊、？Well, Christ is asking us, why are you? What are you doing? Why are you preaching the gospel?
罗马书十章十三到十五节，因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。
And Romans 10:13-15 says that whoever calls the name of the Lord shall be saved.
让人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？
But how can anybody who is be able to believe if you are not preached?
未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？
If you cannot believe in him when they have not heard.
没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
How can they hear without a preacher?
若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？
How can they preach unless they are sent?
如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人。他们的脚踪何等佳美！
As is written, how beautiful is the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring the glad tidings of good things.
我的爸爸妈妈信主以后，在中国，在北京，曾经参加一个家庭教会。
My parents, after become Christian, they joined a house church in Beijing.
家庭教会的牧者是一位来自韩国的牧师。
And there was the pastor from that church come from Korea.
这牧师姓车。
And his name by the name of Chair.
今天如果你问北京早年家庭教会的弟兄姊妹，很多人都听说过车牧师。
And the many people in this house church will know Pastor Chair.
他们夫妻带着孩子到中国去传福音，去宣教。
And he come all the way from Korea to preach the gospel in China.
后来车牧师就在中国去世。
And Pastor Chair died in China.
当时我爸爸妈妈在教会聚会，师母还继续在。教会里面司琴。
And then Mrs. Chu is still playing the piano in the house church in Beijing.
向大家做见证，讲到他们对中国这一片土地上灵魂的深切的负担。
And she was telling them about their burden for Chinese.
在中国有许许多多韩国的宣教士。
There were many Korean missionaries in China.
韩国虽然国家不大，人口不多，但世界上差派宣教士第二多的国家。
And Korea is not a big country, but they have become the second missionary sending country in the world.
他们常常跟中国人分享说，为什么我们要来到中国？
Well, they told the Chinese Christian, why are we coming to China?
他们说，因为我们国家人不多。
Because our country don't have a lot of people.
中国有十几亿人。
But in China, we have we have 14 billion people, 1.4 billion people.
我们就像一根小小的火柴。
We are just like a match, a small match.
中国是一大堆的木柴。
And then China has a big, big forest.
我们燃烧自己来点燃中国。
I want to light my little match and then want to burn the whole forest in China.
也盼望中国能够再把福音之传到地。
And we pray that the Chinese Christian will become the sending missionary to the world.
最近 来到我们教会跟我们一起敬拜的那位美国牧师宣教士的牧师。
Recently there was a Chinese American missionary who went to China for missions.
我跟弟兄姊妹有分享，我见到他非常惊讶，他开始没有跟我讲他会讲中文。
And when I saw him, I didn't know that he knows Chinese.
但是他爱中国。
But he loved China.
在中国服侍多年。
And he served in China for many years.
即使今天回到美国来继续服侍，因为现在中国的环境越来越不好。
But he came back to America because China is not conducive to the gospel now.
但他跟我说，说在你们大家中间跟大家一起来敬拜的时候，他说我非常的 wonderful.
And he said it's so wonderful to worship among the Chinese Christians.
如果其他的国家民族的弟兄姊妹传道人，他们都有对我们中国人灵魂有这样深切的负担，那我们自己呢？
If the other ethnic Christians like to worship with Chinese Christians, how much more should we be happy to have a burden for Chinese Christians?
我没有文化的隔阂，我们不需要去学那个语言。
We don't have the cultural barrier.
我们吃中餐不需要去适应，实际上我们特别喜欢吃中餐。
We like Chinese food, not like some Americans.
但是我们华人教会有多少的宣教士？
But how many missionaries are sent from Chinese churches?
都不要说跨文化的宣教士，到我们同文同种的人当中去传福音的，都没有。
And not to talk about cross-cultural missionary, but even among our own people, we have few missionaries.
使徒保罗在罗马书十章第一节说：“弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的。”在这里，保罗好像讲的正是不太正确啊，他应该说：“愿所有人得救啊，愿外邦人得救啊。”这个多高大上不？他说。要以色列人得救。
But the Romans 10:1, brother, my heart desire and pray to God for Israel that they may be saved instead of all the world to be saved.
他是最真心的表达，因为他爱他的亲人。
Because he loved his kinsmen.
而且我也相信知道，保罗愿他的亲人同胞以色列得救，不是单单为了以色列人，那是极小的事。
I know that he's convicted not only for the Israelites.
他愿意更多人像他一样。领受救恩，去传福音到底几
？And I know that his conviction is so be everybody like him to preach gospel to all the world.
这也是今天我的盼望。
This is my hope.
我心里所愿向神所求的是要中国人得救。
And my hope and my prayer is for the Chinese to be saved.
更盼望我们的祖国真的是成为一个宣教拆传的基地。
And then we hope that my countrymen will become a sending missionary countrymen.
你知道吗？一个国家如果10%的人信耶稣，这个国家的文化开始被改变。
And you know, every country when you have 10% of the citizens become Christian, it will be changed.
一个国家有20%以上的人信耶稣，那么这个国家就成为一个基督教影响非常大的国度。
If there is a 20% of the country is citizens of the Chinese is Christian, it will become a very strong Christian nation.
就能够影响世界各地。
And then you become an influencer of the whole world.
现在中国还差得太远。
And China is very, very far away.
让我们一起来同心祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，伟大的神。
Our dear Lord Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father.
天父，你把你自己独一的爱子拆到世间来做了个宣教士。
Our Heavenly Father, you have sent your only begotten Son to become a missionary in the world.
与我们这些罪人认同。
And to become identified with our sinners.
承受十架刑罚的咒诅
and to receive the curse on the cross,
与父神分别
and to be separated from the Father,
让我们能够与神和好
so that we can be reconciled to the Father.
主啊我们已经领受救恩
and we, Lord, thank you for this salvation.
今天我们同心到主的面前来
now we come in one accord to you,
为我们的骨肉亲人同胞
to pray for our kinsmen in China,
来迫切的祷告
and to pray earnestly,
来效法使徒保罗的榜样
to emulate the example of the Apostle Paul,
愿我们的亲人同胞能够一个一个的来到主的面前接受你的救恩。
May our kinsmen to come person by person in front of the throne of grace to receive you.
又一个一个被差派出去做神国的精兵。
One by one to be sent out as missionary.
让我们愿意看到一个宣教的中国。
We want to see a missionary China.
我们盼望主早日再来。
We pray that you will be coming again.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.